This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama took to the White House briefing room this afternoon. He started with the good news. This morning's report that gross domestic product grew at an annualized rate of 4.2% last month. He then made some remarks about Russia in Ukraine and ISIS in Iraq. Took a couple of questions, too. Part of the reason that ISIS is having such success is that they've got so much money, in part because they have so much oil. Marketplace's Scott Tong starts us off.
By some estimates, ISIS controls 60% of oil production in Syria and six oil wells in Iraq. The group also pilfers from pipelines and storage, says Valerie Marcel. She's an oil and Middle East analyst at the Chatham House think tank. Marcel says ISIS takes some of the crude and refines it. She spoke by cell from London.
They have an open pit. They burn the oil very crudely, and then they have some gasoline which they can provide to local residents and to their own Humvees.
The rest goes to market, which mostly means Turkey, through intermediaries.
Some of them are Iraqi middlemen, and they take the crude to the border. Others are Turkish middlemen, and they're able to actually sometimes get the oil sold directly to a refinery in Turkey. So that involves a quite well-informed organization.
The middlemen take a big cut on the way to the black market. So instead of earning the world market price of $100 a barrel, ISIS pockets half or a quarter of that. Still, if we assume they sell 50,000 barrels each day, daily revenue comes out to $1 to $3 million. This is enough oil that intelligence should be able to spot its movement, says Luay Al-Khatib. He runs the Iraq Energy Institute, and he spoke by Skype.
We're talking about at least 200 trucks. And these fleets should be a legitimate target by U.S. and Iraqi air forces.
That may be the key point of interception, because once the crude gets to market, it can be untraceable. Matthew Levitt is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Once the oil is integrated, it's very hard to know, literally impossible to know, if a drop comes from here or from there. What we're going to need is intelligence identifying those middlemen, then deciding how to target their ability to continue functioning in that manner.
As important as oil revenue is, Levitt thinks it's a small piece of the ISIS financial picture. The group is also assumed to be raiding banks and taxing farmers and commerce. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.